to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Jacksonville at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a delight to have you jump on board and join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. This broadcast, this show, is developed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, we invite you to call in, giving your input, and as some call it, your two cents worth. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion today. We're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We will then invite you to dial 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you, as we face the issues on this broadcast each day, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. We do not base our opinions and our thoughts on philosophical rhetoric, denominational dogma, or political philosophies. We do so based on the authority of the Scripture. The Scripture is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It has the answers. It's the answer book. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." In Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look for truth, we cannot look for truth, seek the truth, find the truth on this Communist Network News or any of the programs that we'd call news today. In fact, I can recall a time in yesteryear when we didn't have the 24/7 channels. We did not have the 24/7 news. We'd tune into the ABC, CBS, NBC, and we would really believe that they were telling us the truth about the news. Only to find out now, years later, that it was biased, it was planned, it was subjective, not objective, but totally subjective as to what they wanted us to hear. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a need today to find truth, and it won't be found on the secular network news, the Communist Network News. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement. You know, Orwell is the one that published the book in the late 40s entitled 1984. He was projecting where America would be in 1984. It's called a dystopian novel. And in that book, Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're in that very time. We're in the very vortices of the hatred, the disgust, the dissing, the rejection of what is called truth and what is truth today. I'm looking at a picture. It was a meme that was online. It says, "Truth matters." And it is on the back of a truck out in Portland, Oregon. It also has on there 2000mules.com and truthevote.com. It indicates that those are the two areas. In fact, those are people that were running those websites got in deep, deep trouble with the federal government because they were telling the truth. Truth does matter. Truth is the core centrality of where we are. It is a sad, sad shame, ladies and gentlemen, we have so many today in society that want to bifurcate truth. Take truth and try to bend it and sway it and still call it truth. In fact, I'm looking at headlines that says, most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. I ought not to be surprised by that, but you find that today, ladies and gentlemen, the airheads, the mushheads, useful idiots that's being used in the on the campuses, and it's still promulgating and profusely increasing across America and around the world, where you have the 18 to 35-year-old age group generally. We call them the millennials. This article says, according to the latest survey, 55% of the American millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. You've heard me say before, and I'll say again, there's not but one version of truth, and that's truth. You take a half-truth, and it's a whole lie. But we find that taking place today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my mantra. That's my slogan. That's my encouragement to you each and every day on this broadcast. We seek it, learn it, love it, live it, and tell it, and be willing to stand and defend it, that is truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about a subject today, an issue today, that I believe deserves to be asked and answered. The question is, have we lost our way? We, speaking of Americans, have we, as Christians, conservatives, patriots, have we lost our way? Have we been blinded by the promulgation of lies out of the Biden administration and all of the acolytes of the Biden administration, all of the departments? They tell us that there's no problem with open borders. We're being told today that it's okay to have males, that are born males, to go into the bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms of the females. We're told today that it's okay to have our religious liberties, our constitutional rights being infringed upon or taken away. We're being told today that it's all right to prosecute Donald Trump and to protect Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Biden family cabal. We're being told today by the media and the secularist news sites today, we're being told that President Donald J. Trump is a bad man. Well, not to have him running for president. So there's lawfare that's taking place to prevent him from running. Today, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of seeking the truth. It's not a matter of trying to prosecute a case that may have some fundamental foundation where error or the laws were broken. That's not the case at all in President Donald J. Trump's cases, where he's having to defend himself, defending his life, defending his future, defending his constitutional liberties, defending his family, defending his leadership as President of the United States of America. This is a first in the history of our great nation. We're talking about today, have we lost our way? Is it possible that these airheads, useful idiots, as Alan Dershowitz has called them, and by the way, Alan Dershowitz is simply using a term that the Islamic jihadists themselves have used in history present and history past. Those that stand for and promulgate protection for and push the and embrace the Islamic jihadists, the jihadists themselves, the Islamic jihadists, call those that do so useful idiots. And that's exactly what we see happening today. But is it possible we've lost our way? Is it possible these students, and we call them that, they've discovered that almost 50% of them on all of the campuses are not literally enrolled students. They're not 18 to 30 years old. They're not 18 to 25 years old. They're not student age. Multitudes of them are not from that those geographical areas at all. They're being paid to come in and to carry out the repression, to carry out the anti-Semitic rants and chants of destroy Israel, destroy America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that this broadcast today. We're going to be talking about the, some of the things that we see that's taking place now. Those that are now presently fully embraced by the left, are we looking at something that we ought to see through a different prism? Should we look at these things through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, or just look at it from a secularist mindset and embrace it somehow, some way, thinking that it's okay and we'll get past it? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tuck in a little parenthetical footnote in this relationship. I believe we have reached the tipping point in America. I believe that what we're seeing today, lest we as Christians, conservatives, patriots, true Americans, unless we stand up, speak up, and actively be engaged, I'm not talking about getting out of the streets and doing what the left's doing, but actively engaged in challenging our elected leadership, challenging those on the school boards, challenging those in public office, challenging those that we have put in a position of leadership, or removing them, lest we become salt and light in this society in which we're living in. I believe we've lost our way irretrievably so. Now, some have said that, you know, if we put President Trump back in office, that it is possible to turn America around. But I ask you a very profound question. Is it possible to put the genie back in the bottle? Is it possible to put spilt milk back in the bottle? Is it possible to, at this late hour, to put President Donald J. Trump in office as the 47th president and hope, pray, or think that somehow, some way, he can magically turn things around? That's a question. I don't have a factual, de facto answer, but that's a question. Ladies and gentlemen, have you been listening to the woke Marxist media lately? The question is, do you believe the news they're spewing out? Do you believe that what they're saying is correct? Why are we so hyped up now, ladies and gentlemen, about protecting the Islamic jihadists? Listen. I would have never believed it possible for across the nation for there to be a wave, a movement, an arrogant, prideful, ignorant band of people demanding that Israel be destroyed and to protect the Islamic jihadists. Perhaps you recall that I made mention of the fact that just a few years back, in fact, I'm looking at the back of the book now, 2013, I had the privilege of publishing a book entitled The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. And on the back of the book it said, Jihad is for liberating all Muslims around the world. When we succeed in this, we will move to other parts until we ensure only Allah is worshipped in the entire world. This is by one of the major, major Islamic spokespeople of the Islamic world. This is another one. Muslim Brotherhood Credo says this, Allah is our God. The Prophet is our guide. The Quran is our constitution. Jihad is our way of life. And death for the glory of Allah is our greatest ambition. End quote. And that comes directly from the Muslim Brotherhood's credo of what they're doing and why they're pushing for what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I use that as some introductory thoughts in general to talk about where we are in America today, what we see taking place, and what Christians, conservatives, and patriots are being forced to embrace. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize the extreme dangerous position that we're in as a nation. I'm looking at a headline. Confirmed, government giving voter registration forms to non-citizen refugees. The article reads, it's dated April the 29th, 2024. The government is giving voter registration forms to non-citizen refugees. According to the South Carolina State Representative and congressional candidate Adam Morgan, the state government is including voter registration forms in all packets that, and with the Social Security Office information in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The article reads further. Yes, at least in South Carolina, refugees are being sent this form that was given to them in a packet of the Social Security Office at Spartanburg, South Carolina. Representative Adam Morgan, the refugees' relatives mailed the form back and criticized the office for distributing them to people that they knew were not citizens. This article reads, a few weeks later, the refugees received more voter registration forms in the mail. None of this is by accident, Representative Adam Morgan of South Carolina said. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pull the circle together. Then we'll start taking our callers. None of this is by accident. There is a planned procedure through the Biden administration and Valerie Jarrett, which is a Maoist, and through Susan Rice, that is an anti-American, and Barack Hussein Obama, that's in the back room pulling the strings for Joe Biden, and for George Soros and all of his 209 corporate entities that's paying for these things to take place. The designed purpose is to bring about enough calamity and enough chaos and confusion that our so-called government can step in and say, we're the knight in shining armor. We can come in and save you. This is the reason they've just introduced, and the House has just signed off on, a new bill. And that bill, if I'm not mistaken, is number H.R. 6090. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. But H.R. 6090 perhaps will be the most critical, the most dangerous, the most weaponized law in the future, if it is signed into law, to destroy Christian freedoms, Christian values, Christian freedom of religion, Christian freedom of speech. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please. Kenneth, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Kenneth, can you hear me?
Hello, Dr. Youngblood, can you hear me?
I don't know what happened. Something happened to our connection. I could not hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead quickly.
You dead on point, because number one, they're letting all these illegals in, and God is judging us. As a matter of fact, the floods, and I think it's Texas, he's trying to slow down the illegal immigrants. And on top of that, they kind of let them vote, but it's going to back them in their behind.
Well, Kenneth, one of the things that's taking place now, and it's been secretly done, the general public's not aware of it. I don't hear anything on the Communist Network news about it. But the, quote, so-called refugees in Gaza, which are all Islamic jihadists, they chose for themselves the Hamas as their governing body. Hamas is a right-arm hammer for Iran. That are simply terrorists. They've chosen that, but Biden is talking about bringing in about 5,000 of them and immediately giving them green cards, which is a fast track for citizenship, and allowing them to work with work IDs in America. That's the danger, and we're witnessing that take place before our eyes.
Yes, we are. And I don't know. People got to wake up. People really do.
Well, Kenneth, I'm praying that we as a nation wake up before it's eternally too late. I believe, as you said, and you've said so many times, I believe God is judging America. We're witnessing, I believe, some of the precursors to the full-fledged judgment on our nation, and that is with the catastrophes that are taking place. That didn't mean that every catastrophe is God saying, I'm going to hammer you. That's not the point. But God's judgment is real, and God's judgment may be slow, but it doesn't mean that somehow because it's slow that it's not coming. We need to recognize that as a nation, and it should cause every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to wake up and to realize the fast track that we're on toward total destruction as a nation. The question we're asking, have we lost our way? And Kenneth, I believe we have. I believe as Americans, even as Christians, we'll talk about that further in the broadcast, even as Christians, even as churches, we've lost our way. Churches are embracing the sodomite lifestyle. One entire denomination just voted to embrace, fully embrace, openly, frontally embrace the LGBTQ agenda, and they've already lost about half their membership across the nation around the world in the past 5 years because gradually doing now they're full-fledged of it. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Another question. I think it was People Magazine. It was some. I think People Magazine had a transgender as Woman of the Year. A man supposed to be a woman. I don't know if you heard about that. But,
I've not heard about that, but it doesn't surprise me. And yet, at the same time, we got a Supreme Court justice that cannot identify a woman. She said, I'm not a biologist, so I can't answer that question. So if we've got idiots sitting on the bench as Supreme Court justices that cannot identify a woman, and yet you can take a male, one that is born a male, and place that person on the front cover, and put that person on the front cover, would put lipstick and a wig on and say that's a female, then it shows the ignorance that we have as those that are in positions of power in America today. This is the reason I go back to, we're asking the question, have we lost our way? And it seems evident in just about every category. It seems evident morally, it seems evident ethically, it seems evident politically, spiritually, that is, that yes, we've lost our way. So the question is, Kenneth, what's the answer? From your perspective, if I were to ask you one question, Kenneth, what's the answer to the dilemma and the direction that we're going in America today?
I'm going to tell you, Dr. Youngblood, we got to pray, number one. But I tell you, if they could do this to President Trump, I still call him president.
Absolutely.
And if Crazy Joe could get his way, where his, trainers, they get their way. Because I know George Soros, he's supporting this. And when he cut that, if President Trump get back in office, he gonna cut that money off of them. But I thank God, I hate that, you know, a couple of people got killed with the last flood in the hurricane, but he's giving us a warning sign.
I believe he is, Kenneth, and I am thankful for your call today. We've got other callers hanging on, so thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. It's been a long time.
Has been a while, Dan. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
My first statement would be it would take every minute of the rest of this week to even scratch the surface of what has happened, is happening, and what's going to happen. I'd like for your listeners to think of it this way. I am writing a play. I have to put all my thoughts and scripts down on paper. I have to sell that play. Once it's sold, I have to find actors to play the parts of those individuals manipulating in the play. After all of the practice and all of the time spent, I have to get the stage ready. I have to prepare the stage. Well, we're looking at a world stage. We're not looking at America as the sole stage of this new world order and this takeover by, and I'll use the real names, Trilateral, Council on Foreign Relations, Illuminati, UN, et cetera, et cetera. Those agencies that are manipulated by the shakers and makers of the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all that taking place, and this is part of the play now, I had to take over world media, not American media, but world media. I had to take over all the world governments I could buy, manipulate, corrupt, or assassinate, to set that stage properly, to get all the players in line for the opening night. Now, we're going to be seeing the opening night. America's in preparation of whatever part we're playing after they bring in all of the armies of the non-American people into our land. Mm-hmm. Now, if they get a green card, what keeps them from going to a plant, electrical plant, and getting a job? What a critical area of our structure, infrastructure, they're filling jobs. Now, let's say there's an opening day where they're going to get their marching orders. On this day, you take these hidden bombs, these hidden armaments, and you set them off. You do bridges. You do railroad tracks. You do dams. You do power plants. You do it all in one day. There's your future. That's what's coming. Now, have we lost our way? Yeah. We thought we did away with abortion. Now look at the states bringing them back. Look at how they're going about the back door, continuing destroying us from within, bringing in more and more and more non-American thinking people, leeches to suck
us dry. Dan, you're exactly right. And what you're saying, if I could boil it down and synthesize it, we're watching the implosion of America. You go back and you study history, and you will find the Roman Empire was not destroyed from the outside. It imploded from within. We're watching the same strategy, watching the same players, watching the same actors come on the scene and carry out the same thing centuries later. We're witnessing
Dr.
today.
Youngblood, the Roman Empire didn't have Christ to start it.
That's right.
We did. They didn't have the blessings of God to design it and build it and orchestrate its creation. We did.
Yes,
and because
you're right.
We turned away from God, taking our prayer out of our school children, taking prayer. I mean, we brought it upon ourselves because of complacency, apathy, and stupidity.
Yes. And
now how do we get it back?
The final keystroke for that, Dan, as I see it, is now that officially America has turned its back on Israel. And Genesis 12, 1, 2, and 3 is very, very clear that the nations that bless Israel, God's going to bless. The nations that curse Israel, God will curse. And I believe we're witnessing the curse/judgment of God increasing as a result of what Joe Biden, the supposed leader of our nation, has just done. He's turned his back. I don't know if our listeners are aware of the fact that even now, the Biden administration is refusing to ship ammunition that's under contract to Israel, refusing to ship that ammunition because we have turned our backs as a nation against the nation of Israel. Dan, I'm concerned. I'm not frightened. I know God is in control. I look at the book, the Bible, and I know where we're going based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. If you had,
but you
then
also
we got
know what's coming.
You
also
absolutely
know the pain and suffering that we are going to face because of our own unwillingness to tell our pastors, preach the Bible or get out.
Yes, in fact, you're
light
ringing
this church on fire or get out.
You're right. You're ringing my bell. I've said for years and years and years and years, I believe our pastors need to grow a spiritual spine, stand in the pulpit, preach the truth. If it steps on a Democrat's toes when you talk about abortion, if it steps on a lost person's toes when you say that they need to get saved, they're going to burn in hell, whatever the scripture says, we're mandated biblically, Dan, as pastors, preachers, teachers, to stand and articulate the truth of the Word of God. And I said
aren't
just recently on this. Go ahead.
Aren't they the sand we're to shake from our feet?
Yes, yes.
Why worry about them?
We need to understand that we today, we have the ability, the authority from the Word of God to stand, and I believe turn America around. If we'd go back to the truth, stand for the truth, we're witnessing churches closing, we're watching the apostasy taking place, we're watching the pop-up preachers with voodoo theology that's part and parcel of the decaying of the foundation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Dan, our time is up for this portion of the broadcast. We're going to take a break. But Dan, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Right after the top of the hour news, hang in there. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.